Okay, hour number two on the air for those of you who were not around the last hour. Well, we're sorry about that, but don't fret. There are a lot of great informational points of view that Dr. Ken Kronhaus will present to you that will be helpful. If this program is nothing else, nothing of value except
help
for the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, actually, of people that listen over the course of the weekend, every weekend, to Ken and his wisdom. 800-510-8255 is the appropriate number to use today. Don't think about the other number that we have ingrained in your head because it doesn't work. Sorry about that, but it's easy to put this new one in your brain. If you listen to me Monday through Friday, this is the normal number that we use. If you're new to the program, use it and help yourself to information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 800-510-8255. Before we get to the callers, I just want to, we had a caller the last moments of the last hour asking about testosterone, and I sort of always go, as soon as I hear that, I get into I do what a lot of other people do, and confuse the prostate situation with the testosterone situation, even though to a point, they can be interconnected, can they not?
Well, somewhat. They all deal with male functioning.
Yeah. Yeah. And sex drive, that kind of stuff.
But they certainly have different issues.
Right. So anyway, the testosterone product that I was talking about was a thing called Ageless Male. And that's a different substance. But again, dealing with your sexuality, dealing with your sexual identity oftentimes becomes a challenge as you get older. We'd agree with that, right, Ken? For whatever the reason,
right,
whether your prostate functions properly or you don't have enough testosterone, all those things can be addressed. If you listen sometimes, though, to some of these things, it's like you can take a pill for everything.
But just to put it in medical perspective, what you're talking about now, medically we call male hypogonadism, where there's actually a measured reduction in testosterone levels. It can be due to anywhere in the hormonal system from the pituitary down to the male testes. And what happens is, depending on where the problem is, and there's a lot of causes for male hypogonadism. Gonadism, it can be due to either the testicles are not working, it can be due to some problem, and even in the higher up in the brain, the hypothalamus,
yep,
or down to the pituitary gland, it can be something that's inherited due to genetic issues. Mumps, as a young person, you can have iron infiltration of the body, injury to the testicles, cancer treatments can all do this, and there can be pituitary disorders, inflammatory diseases, AIDS, there are medications, even obesity can do this, and yes, normal aging can be a culprit, but this has to be carefully diagnosed. I would not recommend doing this on your own, and then if in fact it's diagnosed, there are treatments for this. And hormone replacement, there's testosterone, injections, patches, gels, gums, oral products. And this is an area of great research because it does help a lot of people. But some people use this and it does cause issues.
Root word gonad. I think that's an important thing. That's a part of the body that's important to keep healthy, right?
Absolutely. To keep a smile on your face, right, you want to keep your gonads healthy.
800-510-8255. Steve's in Eden, Oklahoma. Say that again, Doug. Enid, Oklahoma. Steve, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yeah, Dr. Ken.
Steve?
You brought up 9/11 and the stress factor.
Yes.
I'm just wondering. It still stresses me out because I believe there are people out there that want to kill us. How do I stop that?
Great question, Steve. There's a technique that's called thought stopping,
mm-hmm,
and it's used to help reduce anxiety and whatever the trigger is, and certainly
will that stop them from trying to kill me?
Well, that is a different issue, the defense of our borders.
But it's an issue you brought up, Dr. Ken.
The defense of our borders is, I don't think, a medical issue. The issue that it causes unnecessary anxiety amongst us where it can become a mental condition. That is the medical aspects of this, and that's where I can help
you. Thinking about it, then they'll go away, right?
I'm sorry, Steve?
If I stop thinking about it, if I get this,
I don't know whether you're trying to be clever.
Steve's trying to be a jerk, and
he's succeeding. I don't know whether you're trying to be clever.
Bottom line, Steve. You can think what you want, and you can be as you are now, and you can create whatever circumstances you want to in your life. The fact that there is somebody, if Steve has done something that creates in someone else the urge to dispense or dispatch you, that's something that's between you and them and your creator, if you believe in that. To suggest as you are that everybody's out to get you, and how do you deal with that, or you're being moderately facetious in your suggestion, is not worthy of our time. So we're going to move on. 800-510-8255. There's always a guy around like that. And, you know, have your fun, but have it with somebody else. And that's the kind of stuff that is these people who personify this sort of thing, believing the sort of thing that we were talking about before. Everybody's out to get you. All these guys are bad.
Nonsense. He brought in a potential actual serious, but I think then he was trying to, get into a political statement. And that's what I was not trying to do. But actually, there are many people who are overwhelmingly, uncontrollably anxious about all of these events. And there is a technique, thought stopping, that helps with all of our anxiety. And what you want to do is identify the stressful thought and then just create some sort of positive thought substitution. And then in your own mind, when this continuous feeling or thought comes to your mind, just shout out in your mind the word stop.
Stop. Cancel is another good word.
And this helps often with people who are trying to get over some unhappy love situation. They've been dropped and they can't deal with it, and if you've ever been dropped, it can be overwhelming. And one way to deal with it healthily is just every time the thought comes into your mind, inside your mind, just shout out the word stop, and this can get rid of it. It's called thought stopping, and it's very effective for many dealing with anxiety
and stress, which is the theme of our conversation. 800-510-8255 to reach Dr. Ken. Here is Janice calling from Hayes, Kansas. Janice, you're on with Dr. Ken now. Hi.
Hi. I was just wondering about information on end-stage COPD, what the prognosis is, life expectancy even, on that, what all is involved.
Yes, Janice, a great question. I saw a report this week in the medical journals, amazingly, that 25% of Americans are going to get COPD.
What is COPD?
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It refers, Doug, to a group of lung diseases that block airflow as you exhale and makes it increasingly difficult for you to breathe. We usually think about emphysema, chronic asthmatic bronchitis. These are the two main conditions that make up COPD. The main cause of COPD is smoking. But, overwhelmingly, that's the number one cause. But there are other reasons besides smoking, dust, chemical fumes, air pollution. Those are some of the other culprits. And I guess, Janice, are you suffering from COPD? You sound to me like you are.
Yes, indeed.
And I have a feeling that you have smoked in the past.
Well, I started smoking. There weren't warnings on the pack of the side of the pack.
Okay. Have you stopped?
Been a while. No, I haven't been able to stop yet.
Okay. Well,
but I've got so many stressors in my life that right now I just didn't. I don't have the to add one more.
Okay, well, you need an understanding physician working as a team, if you haven't already been down this pathway, to try to help you get off of the cigarettes. There are a lot of options. There are both medical and and psychiatric groups that can you can work with to do this. Some need talk therapy as well as medications. There's a lot of alternative ways to do this, but that is definitely the first line. Then there are medications, bronchodilators, inhaled steroids, antibiotics, oxygen therapy. There are pulmonary rehab programs, which help a lot of people. And in the worst cases, there's surgery, as much as lung volume reduction surgery and lung transplantation. But this is a problem that I just know is not going to get better until you do something about the smoking. There are exacerbations of this. It waxes and wanes. And sometimes it gets so bad that you just can't breathe anymore.
All right. So, Janice, I'm going to give you maybe what will be hopefully a good piece of advice. I'm going to send you to a website. All right, Janice, you ready?
I can't afford a computer. I've got a computer. I can't afford to go online.
How much do you think you spend a month in cigarettes? Boy, I'm going to create some stress here.
Not much. I really don't. But it's, excuse me, I was just concerned about the part about the end stage, what all that entailed.
Well, what he's trying to tell you is that you're worried about the wrong thing. You're concentrating on the wrong thing because for whatever the reason, the stresses that are in your life, which I'm sure many other people have, similar stresses, and they deal with them differently. Everybody, this has been our theme today, stress and what it does to you. Listening as Ken has to your voice, and I've been listening to it. Much of what is going on with you could be taken care of. I know it's easy for an outsider to say this. Most of your problems are you. And
no, I understand. Well, no, it's not really, because I'm an asthmatic.
The reason you're asthmatic or it's a problem is because you smoked and you made it worse, even if you had it before the tendency to. My mother died because she basically became an asthmatic. She was 50 when she died because of all of the things that you have just explained. You are exactly like my mother, 100% exactly like my mother. She had the same stuff. I'm listening to my mother. You are my mother. So I'm trying to give you some insight that I learned from what you went through, because I'd like to see you survive, because you sound like a nice lady. And then the first thing, no matter how you say you can't, you can. You just haven't found the will or the way, maybe the help, however it works. You're in a cycle, a spiraling cycle going around and around like being in the bottom of a barrel. And
Janice, have you tried to stop?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact.
How many times have you tried?
Not a great many, but I have. I did stop for a time.
Is it the cost that you're resistant right now to try again, to get into some tobacco cessation program that can help you kick the habit? Because there are a lot of different options, but that's what you need to do. And
break the cycle. You got to break the cycle.
This is a preventable problem, and if you don't break the cycle, you know, you are going to end up to a point where you can't breathe, and that seems to be the most unpleasant way.
Horrible way to die.
Planet Earth.
That's horrible. Watching my mother die that way was one of the most horrible experiences of my life. And when she died, the doctor did an autopsy, took out a piece of her lung and brought it out and showed it to the three of us, my two sisters and me. Looked like a burnt sponge.
Black.
And black, and it's just awful. So we feel horribly for you, but somewhere you got to figure out how to
look around, get some help. There are people who are willing to help you, even if you don't have the funds for it.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now 23 after the hour, 800-510-8255 connects with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program. The first full week of September is over. One of the things that happens, this is the end of summer, unofficially, of course, beginning of the new school year for a lot of children. And I think a lot of times, Ken, as adults, we forget how difficult being a child can be. We have our problems, the mortgage. We are looking after our aging loved ones many times. You and your mom, I think of often. And our problems seem bigger to us than the problems we think our children have. But think back to when you were a child. What gets you to do as the lady we were just talking to did? She took up smoking. Why? She was around it probably as a child. I was, certainly. And sometimes because of your emotions, and this is what we're talking about today, stress, emotions, that kind of thing, how it affects your health. Sometimes you separate the two, but they are so totally intertwined. You go off the deep end with stuff. You get angry about things. You want to throw something out the window. Whatever it is, that stuff takes... I remember one time a guy got so angry at me on the air for something. This was a number of years ago, and I just hadn't listened to him for a while, and he was yelling at me about something that I'd said, and I, at the end of the conversation, I said, how do you feel? He says, I'm angry. I said, well, you know what? I'm sitting here laughing at you because you sound so foolish. You've just created in yourself. You know, I don't know what your blood pressure is, but you get so angry at me that you are suffering. You could have had a heart attack or, you know, who knows what's going on in your body because you're so angry at me. What are you angry at? Why are you so angry? And I know from personal experience, it's easier said than done to get rid of worries and fear and anger. But those are things, as Ken just said, there is always a way to fix whatever the problem is. There is always a way. It's finding the help and not just giving up and throwing your hands in the air and say, oh, I can't do anything about it, because you can. But one of the things that we as parents deserve, one of the things that your children deserve is you as parents to remember back to when you were a child and what worried you, as that's where all of these things start. If you're insecure about things and somebody comes along and says, well, I'd take a drink of this, or try this little pill, or puff on it, whatever it is, you're more susceptible if you have anxieties. And anxieties are created by fear, and fear comes from thinking thoughts that are real to you. They may not really be real, but to you, they're real. So we need to be a little sympathetic to that, I think. I'm sorry to get off. No, I'm not sorry to get off on a toot. But I think what we are dealing with here in terms of stress and emotion are so important. And oftentimes some of the medical folks today can, they only deal with the nuts and bolts. They're mechanics. Some doctors are mechanics. They don't deal with the problem. They want to just fix what the problem is. And that is an operation or take this pill or whatever. But there's always a reason for you coming down with whatever you have. If you get a cold or the flu, your immune system probably needs. And maybe that affects a lot of different things in your body. And as we've said, the stress stuff affects your immune system. So anyway, hopefully that's a worthwhile food for thought. Andy is in Quincy, Illinois, and wants to talk to Dr. Ken. Hi, Andy.
Hello. I just have a quick question. I don't really know how quick it's going to be.
Andy, you sound like you're under a lot of stress.
Not really. It's been alleviated a lot. I'm not really under a lot of stress. My son is 6, and he has a condition called tuberous sclerosis.
What is that?
Tuberous sclerosis is basically, the gist of it is everybody's born with a tumor suppressor gene, and his is his doesn't work. So he has multiple tumors all over his body. Most of his are concentrated in his brain. Now these are, he has two actual tumors at the base of his skull, which are right, one on either side of where the spinal cord comes into the brain, where the brain stem and spinal cord meet. And he has multiples of what they call tubers, which are non-cancerous, non-blood flow, just little, basically
so
polyps.
What's your question for Dr. Ken?
Well, he started taking this new, this chemotherapy drug back in May, called Afinitor. And I'm just kind of curious on what the long-term effects are on him are going to be due to this chemotherapy drug.
With Afinitor?
Yes.
You're asking a very obscure question. You know, let me do a little research for you. The problem that you're talking about is not a very common problem. And why don't you email me at drkenshow.com, because this is a rare inherited issue with a not a very common treatment. And I'd like to do a little research for you, and I'd be glad to follow up with you at drkenshow.com.
So it's Dr. Ken, Andy. It's Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. That's where you send him the email.
I want to clarify something, though. This tuberous sclerosis, there's two ways it can manifest itself. Inherited, passed down from the parents, which me and my wife...
Let Ken do the research. We've run ourselves out of time in this half hour. Let Ken do the research. You guys can talk back and forth, and he will help you. It's half past the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the weekend.
Now, 33 and change after the hour of the Good Day Weekend program on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to call 800-510-8255 with your medical questions. The newsletter that Ken prepares every week is available online. Go to drkenshow.com or dougsteffen.com. Look for Ken's picture. Click on that, and then you'll be able to just with your email address get every week. We don't solicit. Nothing else comes to you except the newsletter. A lot of people are cynical with good reason. Sign up for something and you get barraged with all kinds of stuff that isn't of any interest or import to you when you sign up for things online. That is not the case with us here. We really are interested in helping, and that's the deal. 800-510-8255. Before we move on to our next caller, there was a gentleman that we had on the last half hour who has worry about his son, who's 6, and he's on a drug. And so Ken promised that he would do some research, and that gentleman, I'm sure, will send you an email, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, Ken.
Right.
And I know you will do what you say you will, because that's what you do.
Just really briefly, yeah. He was asking about Afinitor. This is a drug that's used in adults for cancer of the kidneys. It's also used, as he was mentioning, for some cancers that are associated with tuberous sclerosis, and he was asking about adverse reactions to it. And unfortunately, there's a huge long list of them. They seem to affect almost every system of the body, potentially, especially the heart, the brain, the skin, the glandular system, the stomach and intestines, the genitourinary, the blood, the liver, the kidneys, the lungs. And these are people who get at least 10% who are given the drug have an adverse reaction in these areas, and then there's a lot of even rare reactions to it. To reassure this father so he doesn't really get any more stressed than he is, and he sure sounded stressed out to me and Doug, I would just recommend, you have to handle these in a realistic manner. You can't be thinking about every day when is the sky going to fall in. Just have a good doctor who knows the child, a good pediatrician, and follows the child up on a regular basis, doing everything possible, and try to keep, in general, a good, healthy lifestyle and a positive attitude. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And stressing over it doesn't help make the situation any better.
All right. There it is. Some information. The word to the wise. I remember that my fifth grade teacher said, the word to the wise is sufficient. Do you remember that?
Must have had the same fifth grade.
I love your understatedness. It's wonderful. 800-510-8255. Tom's in Neenah, Wisconsin. Tom, you're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Tom.
My question is, and I don't know if it's just related at all, but about 6 weeks ago, I was put onto a heavy-duty antibiotic. They figured I had some kind of bacterial infection.
Do you remember which one it was?
I think it was an amoxicillin.
Okay.
But they started out with putting a booster into my butt.
That's not that heavy duty. I've taken that. It's not that heavy duty, is it, Ken?
Well, it's certainly, we have bigger guns than that, but it can cause an issue. How long were you on it for?
I was on it for 7 days.
Okay.
And the pill was a pretty big pill and stuff like that. And it caused me to get diarrhea.
Amoxicillin is famous for causing diarrhea. And, you know, that's why I asked you what you were on. Some of the antibiotics are more common than others. And certainly the penicillins, such as amoxicillin, are famous for doing this. And once you identify the cause of your diarrhea, which in your case sure sounds like it was so-called antibiotic-associated diarrhea, it then depends, the treatment depends on whether you have a mild form, and the mild forms usually go away on their own like they came, and you just have to make sure you don't get volume depleted, dehydrated. But there are some more severe cases where you actually have to get treated with other antibiotics, because when you take an antibiotic, sometimes they get rid of the good antibiotics. That's why I recommend any time you take an antibiotic, also take a probiotic with it.
Yeah.
But depending on how bad your diarrhea is, sometimes we have to actually get a stool sample. We have to look for some problems in the stool, because you can have sometimes severe reactions that need some heavy-duty antibiotics to get this all cleared up. There's something called pseudomembranous colitis, and this is a very serious reaction to antibiotics. Please don't get scared about taking antibiotics. Fortunately, this is not common. If you need an antibiotic, you should take it, but take it with a probiotic, and then if you do get diarrhea afterwards and it doesn't go away, make sure you get it to the doctor. You may need to get a stool sample looked at, and if you do have this pseudomembranous colitis, we do treat it. So-called C. difficile is the problem, and there's other antibiotics that we use here, things like vancomycin. When it's real bad, sometimes we just start with Flagyl for milder cases.
Okay. Now, this has been going on for 4.5, 5 weeks now.
Okay, Tom.
Is this something I should go to the doctor and look at the probiotic?
Absolutely.
You don't have to go to a doctor and get a probiotic.
Probiotics are fine at this point, but if this has been going on this long, you definitely do need to go to the doctor, because I'm concerned that you have C. diff, and that needs to be looked at, and untreated, it'll drive you crazy, and it could create a serious problem from being deplete of minerals and fluids, and this can get to a serious problem.
All
it's
right.
Totally treatable.
So that's okay. The good thing about living in America, Tom. If you had this problem and you lived in some place like Africa, you'd die from it. More people die of diarrhea than any other cause on the planet. Ken?
It is very uncomfortable.
Exactly.
Probiotics. Get those probiotics, though.
But also go and get your stool looked at, because I'm concerned that you might have C. diff.
Yeah, it's not much of a stool. It's more liquid.
Exactly. I know what you're talking about, but going on this long, you don't have a mild case. Yeah. And this needs to be definitely treated. Do it yesterday, Tom. And it's a preventable, serious problem.
Go to work at it, Tom. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. We're dealing with a lot of different things here today, as we usually do. One of the things in talking about the work that Ken does and how he helps people, here are some people who are commenting on our discussions regarding prostate problems and how we deal with them, the prostate formula that's in Super Beta Prostate. Here's Jay in Florida who writes, I find I don't have to get up as often at night to urinate using Super Beta Prostate. Here's a Larry in New Jersey who writes, was getting up at night at least four times. Now I'm down to two times since I got started taking this. That's really pretty dramatic, isn't it, Ken? When you get down to thinking about it, you get up four times at night, and this product has worked well. So if, in fact, you have the problem that's described here, getting up in the middle of the night, maybe there are other things that go with the problems that you may have with your prostate, this is a natural supplement that will help your body maintain your prostate health. And that's very important. What's in this, Ken?
And imagine how much better you're going to feel it with a better night's sleep.
Yep.
This is pure beta cytosterol. It's the definitive source of pure beta cytosterol. And it's been proven that this substance in the medical journal Lancet published is safe, it's effective, and it's just a natural plant sterol. It supports prostate and urinary health in men.
All right. So if you're in your 40s, isn't a question of if you'll experience a prostate problem. It's more a question of when. The stats show that by the age of 50, nearly half of all men in our country have a prostate problem. By age 85, that number jumps to almost 90%. It's a small gland, but it can cause big problems. And if you have the first symptom, that is in your flow, you're urinating more frequently, or maybe you have trouble urinating, you need to call 800-841-6938. They'll put you right on the Super Beta Prostate. Matter of fact, they give you a free bottle of it to get yourself into the groove. You'll see how it helps you, as I just read from that gentleman who doesn't get up anymore at night. That's the first sign of you being on the right track. New Vitality wants you to have a free bottle of their Super Beta Prostate. You get it by calling 800-841-6938. What could be better? Pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. But help yourself. Beta Prostate, best-selling natural supplement for this problem. 800-841-6938.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Mark Baumgart and his family are Alzheimer's heroes.
My mother lived with Alzheimer's for 12 years before she died in 2006. That next year, my six siblings, my dad, my nieces, my nephews held the first Alzheimer's motorcycle run in our hometown of Freedom, Wisconsin, in honor of Mom. This year, we had 150 riders join us, including the families of Carl Greiner and Floris Weinberg, who rode in honor of their loved ones.
Alzheimer's is a sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting alz.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
800-510-8255, the number to be in touch with Dr. Ken. Here's Jerry in Chattanooga. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
What's up?
About 2 weeks ago, my wife had a hysterectomy,
And ever since then, she's had some real bad gas pains.
How old is your wife?
She's 33.
When do you usually have you have a hysterectomy, Ken? When do you normally? Isn't that something you'd have in your 50s?
Well, it depends. It depends what.
What was the indication
for this?
She had bad uterine fibroids.
Yes, so that can happen really at any age. You just have these growths that can be terrifically painful inside the uterus, the womb. And she's now having a lot of post-operative gas pains or gas itself.
She's having trouble releasing it, and it doubles her over in pain. I mean, it brings her to tears. And from time to time, she actually has to give herself an enema to relieve it.
Has she?
And it's just bringing her so much pain.
Not uncommon. You know, usually the doctors give something like Gas X afterwards. Has she used any of those?
Yes, sir. She's used Gas X, Bazine. And she actually had a follow-up with her physician yesterday.
That's what I'd be curious. And what did they say? Are there any complications?
No, there was no complications, and she didn't know why she was having gas pain. That was kind of frustrating because, you know, she left there without any answers, and
I got to sit here in pain. Whoa. So she saw the surgeon, the gynecologist who did the surgery?
Yes, sir, yesterday.
And the gynecologist could not tell her why she was having all this?
No, could not tell her why, and didn't give her anything to try to help relieve it.
Were you with your wife?
Am I with her now?
Were you with her at the doctor's office?
No, I wasn't. I was at work.
That doesn't compute. That just doesn't make any. She must not have made this into a bigger into the deal it is.
Well, she's pretty vocal about this because it's bringing her a lot of pain, and she actually wrote down all of her symptoms on a piece of paper so you know she wouldn't forget to tell the doctor anything.
Okay.
And I even thought of her. She went to talk, said, do you remember your list? And she said, yes. And anyway, she basically told me that the doctor couldn't explain the gas pains and just gave her a few ideas, you know, like the Bazine and the Gas X. And she said she had been taking them. And
I have to think. I don't want to, you know, either the doctor, you know, is out in left field, which is a possibility, or, you know, if you weren't there, let me tell you, I hear these stories all the time, and if you weren't there, don't assume anything, and I mean this politely, Jerry, your wife may not have is making this a bigger deal to you and was just afraid, or I don't want to use that word, or just was uneasy, and many patients are uneasy to really bring their true concerns to the doctor. And
well, I understand what you're saying, and I actually agree with you because she's very, very non-confrontational.
Exactly.
And I actually tried to get off work to go with her so I could emphasize this to the doctor.
Yes, okay.
And but I wasn't able to.
And that's not a felony. I mean, you probably have a sweetheart of a wife.
We really
love having those patients because they give us the least amount of problems. But really, this is a time when it's helpful to have someone go with her, or if she's there, I'd love to talk to her and coach her how to talk to the doctor, because this is not often easy. You know, we're intimidating people to a lot of people, and I get that. Is your wife there?
She's sitting here beside me, yes, sir.
Let me talk to her.
Okay, hang on.
All right, we're going to pause for a moment because this is going to take longer than we have before we have to go away for a word from our local station. So, Michael, I'm going to put Jerry on hold. You tell him to hold on with his wife. This is an important conversation, and it doesn't. Ken wants to give it as much time as it needs.
Notice his wife didn't make the call.
Yeah. So what does that tell you?
Well, that she is not at ease talking to doctors, and there are many people like that, and we're going to help her with that because this is an issue that a lot of people face.
Quick reminder about a way for you to fight aging on your face. Product is called Tautinol. Reduces the appearance of fine lines, keeps your skin moisturized. The main ingredients are things that Ken has checked out, and that's why he advises you that Tautinol is a very good way to get rid of the wrinkles. You can get a special deal by calling 800-291-2584. You get two bottles at regular price. One is free. 60-day money-back guarantee. Everything is guaranteed. The appearance of wrinkles, you want them to go away. You'll get that at 800-291-2584.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Now 53 past the hour. You're listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Good Day program, taking your calls about your maladies, your concerns. There are a lot of different dynamics that we deal with here. We've talked a lot today about stress. One can endure stress. One can try to cope with it or overcome it. One of the things that causes it, if you care about someone a great deal, as this husband does for his wife, you get, Ken, a story from the husband because the wife doesn't want to tell the story. Well, now we have the story from the wife. Angela, it's good to talk with you. You're on with Dr. Ken.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Angela.
Hello.
It's so nice of you to come on the air. I'm glad you're here. I want to see if I can help you. And, you know, sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do to talk to a physician. And, you know, some people tell us more than what we need to know, and some people are just don't want to trouble us. They think we're busy and their problem is not as bad as the next person, and they don't want to slow us down so we can get to the really ill person. And I want to help you, Angela. I understand you've recently had a hysterectomy, and now are you having just, you're passing too much gas, or are you having discomfort from it?
Extreme discomfort, and I told the doctor that I was having extreme pain, and it was paralyzing pain, and it was just stopped me in my tracks. And she told me there was, you know, she didn't know what was going on, and pretty much left me in the air.
Okay, Angela, boy, you know, that's so frustrating. Are you constipated?
Well, I suffer with IBS with constipation.
Okay.
And I've also been diagnosed with gastritis.
Okay.
But as far as being constipated, I'm not.
So you're passing.
I'm going
you're
very
having,
regular.
You're having good bowel movements. Okay.
Yes.
Did they put you on any antibiotics for this?
For
your surgery.
Yes, they put me on I had a urinary tract infection after my surgery. And so they had put me on Keflex.
Yes.
They had put me on that, and I was on that for about a week.
Okay. I want you to, you know, that can upset the normal bowel flora and cause a lot of gas. So I want you to get on some probiotics, okay?
Okay.
And you don't have any other serious problems down in the bowel, do you?
No.
Okay. Is your abdomen distended?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. If your abdomen is distended, that means that you need to go back and see this doctor and point out that issue to them. Did the doctor have time to examine your abdomen yesterday?
Yes, she actually looked at my abdomen and sat there and told me that I was a little swollen, but she said that it would go down.
Okay. If it doesn't go down by Monday, because I'm concerned that that's what's causing your symptoms.
Okay.
And I don't want to alarm you, but if take a note. You sound like a very bright woman, Angela. Take a note exactly how distended your abdomen is, and if it's not going down by Monday, you know, just tell them you need to be seen, and just use the word, my abdomen is distended, I had surgery on this date, and I'm just not feeling well, I need to be examined. Just use those words, okay?
Okay.
And if they don't see you, that would be just shocking to me. If you use those words, you know, there's something wrong with the doctor if they don't see you immediately on Monday. And she needs to do some tests to figure out why your abdomen is distended, if that's it. Try over the weekend some probiotics. Use some of the other over-the-counter products that we use for gas. See if that works. But note how distended you are. If it's not going down, even a peer, you know, call them up and tell them, you know, I'm coming over. I need to be seen that my abdomen is still distended and I just had surgery.
All right, Angela, I'm going to ask you, we only have about 30, 40 seconds here. What's your life like? Are you relaxed normally or are you in a stress-filled job? Do you not like your job? Sounds like you and your husband get along okay, so what's going on in your life that you don't like?
Well, I'm a nursing assistant at a nursing home, and so I've been off work for about 2 weeks. And so
I don't mean now. I mean, I'm trying to. We've been talking about stress. That's been the theme through the program this morning. My sense
She's
of listening to you is there's something in your
well.
Life that you don't like. It's not the last 2 weeks. Maybe it's the last 2 years or something. But there's something that creates what's going on in your body, and that's what you need to deal with. We're out of time. Thank you for all of your input here. Dr. Ken and Dr. Ken.